Hello, I'm Julie Cantler with the BBC News. The Bank of Greece is warning the country will ultimately have to leave the European single currency if it cannot reach an agreement with its lenders by the end of the month. The Greek central bank said failure to reach a deal would send the country into deep recession. Eurogroup ministers will meet on Thursday to discuss the situation. The president of the Athens Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Konstantinos Michalos, has called for both sides to work towards a diplomatic solution.
Greece is at an extremely critical stage at the moment. We're looking for a mutually beneficial agreement with our partners and lenders. However, if there is a rift, then it could be catastrophic for the Greek economy, and it would be a modern Greek tragedy in the making.
Prosecutors in Switzerland are investigating 53 possible money laundering transactions linked to FIFA's 2018 and 2022 World Cup bidding contests. The Swiss Attorney General, Michael Lauber, said the inquiry was huge and complex and could take a long time. He stressed it was independent of the FBI's corruption inquiry. Hungary says it's planning to build a fence along its border with Serbia to cut off the flow of illegal immigrants. The Hungarian Foreign Minister, Peter Stiotto, said officials had been told to prepare to build a 4-metre-high barrier along the frontier, which stretches for 175 kilometres. Nick Thorpe reports from Budapest.
The Interior Minister, Sándor Pinter, has been asked to draw up plans for the fence within a week. This is several steps short of actually ordering construction to begin, but fits a pattern of recent statements and actions by the right-wing Fidesz government. Hungary cannot afford to wait any longer, the foreign minister said, for a common EU agreement on asylum seekers.
European Union ambassadors are reported to have reached an agreement on extending sanctions on Russia for a further 6 months. The formal decision will be made later. They were imposed a year ago in response to Moscow's annexation of Crimea and its support for separatists in eastern Ukraine. The sanctions target Russia's defence, energy and financial sectors. A tiger that escaped from Tbilisi Zoo during floods in Georgia at the weekend and which today mauled a man to death has been shot by marksmen. Georgian media said the white tiger had been hiding in a warehouse and evaded the citywide hunt for escaped creatures that included lions, wolves and a hippo. Alexander Shagalashvili witnessed the tiger attack.
Two men were working in the warehouse and when one of them entered the storeroom, the tiger jumped out from it. It bit him on the neck. At first we couldn't get into the room, then we broke through the metal bars and the tiger ran away, scared of the noise.
Floods hit Tbilisi early on Sunday. World News from the BBC. The Palestinian government formed to heal divisions between the Hamas and Fatah movements has been dissolved. Its Prime Minister, Ramdi Hamdallah, has formally submitted his resignation. This came after President Abbas told his Fatah movement that the government would have to stand down because Hamas wouldn't allow it to operate in Gaza. Hamas said it had not been consulted and that it opposed what it called any unilateral dissolution of the administration. Al-Qaeda militants in southern Yemen have reportedly killed two Saudi citizens accused of spying for the United States. The pair were shot dead in public in the Al-Qaeda-controlled city of Al-Mukalla. The executions follow Al-Qaeda's admission that its leader in Yemen, Nasser al-Waheshi, was killed in a U.S. airstrike on the area. His death gave rise to speculation that his network had been infiltrated. Opponents of the Rwandan President Paul Kagame have criticized proposals to alter the constitution to allow him to stand for a third term. More than 3.7 million people have signed a petition in support of the changes. Critics say many of the signatories are prisoners who are not even allowed to vote. Paul Julien reports.
MPs said they had received over 3 million requests from Rwandan citizens who want President Paul Kagame to be able to run again in 2017. And in a statement issued on Monday, members of the ruling party said that they would support the amendment of the constitution to allow that. President Kagame said in April that he hadn't asked anyone to change the constitution and that the decision was for the Rwandan people.
The deadline requiring hundreds of thousands of undocumented foreign workers in the Dominican Republic to register with the authorities ends today. Reports say most of those affected come from neighboring Haiti. The Dominican foreign minister has attempted to dispel fears of an imminent mass deportation, but the migration minister said the policy should be carried out firmly. BBC News.